where did the name Friendship 9 originate?
The press, actually. There were newspapers that had written stories about the 10 young gentlemen who went to prison during the jail no bail premise, and one of them went back to school because he was on a scholarship, leaving 9 gentlemen in the jail. The college they attended at the time was Friendship Junior College, and there were 9 in jail, so they, of course, became the Friendship 9.
Well, the Rock Hill sit-in happened about a year after another better-known civil rights sit-in that occurred at a Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro, and similar events were occurring in several states. Why is the Rock Hill protest particularly noteworthy?
I think it's noteworthy because these gentlemen that were part of the movement then were just ordinary citizens, like many of the activists during the civil rights movement, but they really wanted to do something to show that this movement was needed in order to create equality. So I think it's important because it shows everyone that there's something you can do within your community to make a statement. And these ordinary men did something extraordinary that hadn't been done at the time, and that was choosing to serve a 30-day sentence as opposed to paying the $100 bail.
And what impact did that have?
Well, surprisingly so, after interviewing the gentleman, they never knew this until after they were released, but people would come from all over, as far as Washington, D.C., to stand in honor of these men. So every time they had visiting days at the prison, they would have upwards to 600 people who would come and try to visit the gentleman. And the word began to spread that these group of gentlemen had taken this huge stand and decided to sit in prison. And so as part of the movement, busloads of people would come and to show support for what they'd done.
Ms. Johnson, you've written a book about this event. And how do you attempt to convey these ideas and events specifically for children, especially living now in the 21st century?
It was a challenge. I have to admit that to you, Mark. But as a children's author, my job is to try to make stories understandable for even our youngest readers, kindergarten and on up. So I had to take the concepts and then sort of chew them down, not water them down, but chew them down in a way that would make sense to kids today. In the center of the book, you'll see the story of the Friendship Nine written in a way that children can understand. It's done in rhyme. But along the columns of each page, you have more in-depth information about the movement itself. Adults can read it and gain information that perhaps they didn't know, and then children can read it and go through the book and also enjoy it because it is written in rhyme.
And Ms. Johnson, is there a message from the Friendship Nine that you think is pertinent for the broader audience or broader community today?
I think I'd just like to make sure that people understand that even though this happened in 1961 and that for some of us sounds like a long time ago, these issues are still prevalent in our communities today. So we can't forget these struggles because they're important on helping us understand how we can secure our futures.
Ms. Johnson, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Mark. It was my pleasure to be here.